Well, the party is in full swing here in Newcastle. My voice isn't coming back. In fact, it's getting steadily worse, so I'm going to keep my own questions short and hopefully with a hint of sweet. We have, of course, been at Thinking Digital 2010, and the whole conference was finished with a very poignant question. What is all of this innovation about? What is it for? What is it all worth if it's not really doing good? The question was a lot simpler than how I'm explaining it now, but everybody left with a question in their head. Everybody left thinking about what they were actually doing and what it meant. And you, sir, asked that question. What's your name? What do you do?
My name is Ken Banks. I'm the founder of Qanja.net and the creator of Frontline SMS. I spend most of my waking hours trying to figure out ways of using mobile technology to create positive social and environmental change in the developing world by working through non-profit organizations that are already working in those areas.
We've got so much in common in the way of the mobile technology, but I'm almost coming at it from completely the other side. For me, I feel like I have to absorb myself in the latest technology to understand exactly where it's going, what I can do with it, and what the channels are. You're in a certain part of the world, you're all over the world to a certain extent, whether it be virtually or in reality, getting solutions for people that have very, very low-end tech. We're talking a phone that can SMS, yet you are enabling them with incredible communications. How does this work?
So I think one of the things for me is that, you know, we do get caught up a lot in the latest technology. You know, right now in the UK with the iPad launch tomorrow, it's all about iPads and 4G and all the very latest and greatest. And all the really interesting stuff here at the conference has been about what we're going to see next year and where everything is going. And I think sometimes we don't actually stop and think about, you know, what do we have now? Because nonprofits working in developing countries who are trying to solve problems now need things that work now, right? So people that are building these really fancy things that will work tomorrow or the year after and basing it on very, very high, expensive, cloud-based tech are really missing out a very, very large number of organizations who could benefit from technology. So, you know, the question at the very end was, you know, who are we innovating for? I think that's the kind of key for me. It's about how do we make sure that we innovate, but we innovate with appropriate technologies. I suppose for me, the question I ask all the time is, how far can we push SMS? Because, you know, it's been around for a long time. It's been written off lots and lots and lots. But actually, I don't think we've really figured out how far we can push it yet. M-Pesa, which is hugely popular in Kenya, is based on SMS. So all the buzz around mobile banking, and it's actually built on SMS. So I think it's about time, some, you know, we occasionally put the brakes on, stop, think about what we're doing, and try and make it a little bit more relevant to what exists in the areas we're working in today.
Give me the URL for Frontline SMS.
It's www.frontlinesms.com.
And there have been an incredible amount of bolt-ons onto the basic service that you developed on a kitchen table somewhere with no money. And you said something so very important to a lot of people who may have or may not have money, but certainly have the knowledge and the skills to make things happen. And that was that we do not need to be thinking about hundreds, tens of thousands of dollars or pounds to develop life-changing applications. It can be done on a kitchen table.
Precisely. I think, you know, we're living in unprecedented times now. We're living in an age where somebody with a software development kit and a mobile phone and a computer in their bedroom and with the reach of the internet can build something which actually can start to positively impact the lives of people all around the world. So the days where development was all about large infrastructure, flying teams of people around the world, creating good through those kind of interventions are over now. And I think it's so much more accessible. And I think it's really important that we actually make it clear to people that tools like Frontline SMS that were built, as you say, on a kitchen table in Finland over 5 weeks with no money, actually, if you stick to something and you believe very strongly in what you're doing, you can do it. And you do not need large amounts of money or infrastructure or equipment to make it happen.
So incredible work with incredible results from passion as the main input, and it's definitely a message to us all. Where can people go to be inspired, to learn more, and to maybe assist in some of the possible... You're giving a lot of this technology away for people to play with. Where can they go to be a part of this?
So we have the website, which I've just mentioned the URL for that. The website for the organisation I run is qanja.net, www.qanja.net.
Spell Qanja because that's also your Twitter name.
Indeed, Kiwanja. It's Swahili for earth or soil or the kind of dirty stuff we walk on.
Or a grounding or a base.
Well, actually, in a funny way, I thought to myself that, you know, we come out of the earth and ultimately we go back to it. You know, when I'm dead, I'm back in that stuff. And yeah. It's what you do in between those two acts which define us as people. So it just seemed like a nice name to have. But we're always looking for, you know, people that can test software, help us develop and improve the software, people who do marketing or who blog or write, who can help us spread the word, because most of our target audience, these grassroots NGOs, don't spend all day on the web. Don't have TVs. They don't read the Times or the Economist. So we're after people who kind of can reach down to those areas to talk about what we're doing, educate people, and to really let them know that there are tools out there which do work for them, and that not everybody is building for the high-end, top, expensive interventions which most people tend to see.
Fantastic, brilliant, and I look forward to following up more of what you're doing and being hopefully a part of. Amplifying, if possible, what you guys are doing. I've followed you for a while, or the organisation anyway. Now I know your personal Twitter account.
Not personally following me, I hope.
No, not in any stalkerish kind of way, but I definitely am looking forward to you. Hopefully, blogging if you get a chance, and reporting more on the project and what you're involved in to kind of make this a little bit more. Because there's so many people that need this, and your presentation today inspired so many people in the room. And more than anything, stopped them and made them think, which is what we all need once in a while. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.